Talk Live for Washington Hour number 3 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and start with Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wondering, give you guys a TV update.
TV? Like, the world of television. What's going on in TV land? I don't subscribe to TV, so...
Well, yeah, I used to not listen to or watch TV either, but now I'm stealing cable, and...
Excellent.
What's going on lately is, you know that videotape that guy found out in the desert?
Yeah, the porno tape.
Found out in the desert and kept for 4 months and then sort of showed around to some friends and then took it to the cops.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what happened, really, but...
Me either!
Hello? I think we just lost him. Maybe he'll call back.
See, that was the cable company who was calling over his VoIP line. They found out what was up.
Let's talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, Mark, I just wanted to comment earlier about what you said about trick-or-treating. This is a couple of quick points here, but...
Sure. I had previously said that, essentially, I'm offended when young males come to my door with really poorly put-together costumes and a big giant garbage bag and a 5 o'clock shadow and ask for candy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really don't have a problem with trick-or-treating, but I totally concur with you. I think it's really silly that these boys come up to your door and they expect that you give them some kind of candy, and you would think that they've sort of outgrown that sort of thing, but in their own mind's eye, they haven't really. So I think it's really silly. But
I don't know if they even think that they've outgrown it. I think they're just hustlers.
Hey, I'm going to go out and get some candy. It's free. I got nothing better to do.
Well, I don't have a problem with trick-or-treating, but I think, to be quite honest, and it's gotten pretty overrated and over-commercialized, but especially when it comes to Halloween. But that's exactly, you know...
When else do you trick-or-treat?
Yeah.
You said it's over-commercialized and that, you know, trick-or-treating is gone out of control. I mean, the only trick-or-treat on
back end.
I understand. Now, wait, hasn't Halloween always been commercialized? I mean, haven't they always sold costumes, at least in the last several decades?
Well, they have, but I think it's I think it's gotten a little bit too cliched in some respects, at least how I see it. But then again, you know...
I would agree with you, but there's nothing really that Halloween's about besides that. With Christmas, you can say Christmas is about getting together with your family and friends and the holiday spirit. Halloween's just really about, you know, extorting candy from old people and dressing up. And, you know, I mean,
some people go to parties.
What's the holiday... What is the Halloween spirit?
It has religious traditions, but in America, that's kind of... It's all about the candy.
Well, remember, it's basically an old pagan holiday that's supposed to be about, you know, saying goodbye to your loved ones. But then nowadays, it's sort of like, well, let me see how much candy I got. And you know what really gets me is whenever you hear these authoritarians going around saying, well, we got to check the candy to see if there's any razor blades or poison stuff in there.
Like that's ever happened.
Right. Yeah. And another thing, too, back in the 80s, I don't know if you guys heard about this, Devil's Night. Tonight is Devil's Night here in Michigan. And back in the 80s, there used to be a lot of fires in the Detroit area, but nowadays it's sort of pretty much become non-existent.
Yeah, all the people in Detroit have left, so there's no fires anymore.
Yeah, so it's funny. I mean, it's funny that you know, you kind of wonder exactly what where else have they gone to actually start fires right in their neck of the woods.
So. You have to have the right combination of people together to really get into it, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Todd, thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So tomorrow night, we're going to be live. It's going to be Halloween, and we'll be here doing our show, as always. I think Wayne's not going to be here, so it's going to be you and I, Mark.
Just you and
I always look for every single year. There's certain things I look for every year in the news. You know, whether it be Halloween or Black Friday, the day after a Thanksgiving holiday, that sort of thing. I always love to find the Halloween story about the Christian haunted houses. I love those stories.
I've been to one of those. And
did they try to save you?
Well, damn right they did. You know, that's that. Some churches, that's really their thing. You know, they want people to get, you know, salvation and come to Jesus. I don't know, really, some of them sort of fall off after that. They're not very good at, they're good at bringing you to the altar and not really good at doing anything else with you. But, yeah, I saw one and it was creepy.
So I just always amused by the people that they want to change Halloween. And there's these other the stories about the kids, you know, the parents that pull their kids out of school because they're having a Halloween party. And I love those stories. So if you find those stories, send them to me at the show prep email.
Some schools won't even allow any pagan references during Halloween. You can't dress up as a witch or a skeleton.
Now, if it's a private school, that's fine. You know, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, that's fine. But
I went to a private school.
It's a pagan holiday. It really is.
I went to a private school. They allowed us to dress up as, you know, Star Wars and princesses and, you know, whatever else they dressed up as.
That's good, because it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we'll definitely hit that harder tomorrow night. Anyway, if you find that those stories, send them on in case I don't run across them. But I will do my best to find them. 800-259-9231. Let's try Chris again. I think he's still there. Chris in Indianapolis, you were telling us something, and then something really weird happened to your line. Are you there?
Yes. Anyway, the guy that found the tape,
The child porn tape that was found in the desert. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they had it on the news. They found the guy who was in the tape.
Allegedly, yes. Right.
And it's like they showed like part of the actual tape itself, and it's kind of strange because it didn't look like the same guy, but they showed him and then they showed his mugshot, and the really weird thing is this guy looks like a child rapist. I mean,
he just has that child rapist look to him.
He had like
Chester the molester.
He really did look like if you saw this guy, you'd think, oh, child rapist or whatever. He looked really, really weird.
But interesting.
Anyway, that's that. And the other thing is, did you guys see the Iranian president?
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see him go to the college and have a speech?
The one where he said that there's no gays in Iran?
Yeah.
I did not see the speech. I mean, I read
the
story.
That's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
this room full of, you know, effete liberals, if you can use such a word. I don't even know precisely what it means, but I'm sure a lot of them would have self-identified as a liberal. And then you say, well, we don't really have gay people in Iran. They're all dead. we killed them.
They all started laughing at him.
Was that all? You were just asking if we'd seen that?
Oh, well, I'm just, also, baseball season is finally over.
Hooray!
Yeah, so no more terrible baseball.
I'm
no
so
more
happy.
Riots.
I don't pay attention to sports, and Chris, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I don't pay any attention to sports.
I've enjoyed the World Series, and you know, I've watched the Red Sox win the last few games.
Why are you laughing?
I enjoy watching the drunken crazy fans afterwards, after they won the league championship, the Red Sox did. You can, it's up on YouTube. Keene State College had a riot.
There was a riot here in Keene?
It wasn't really a riot. It was like 500 drunk kids running around the campus. They chanted F the police towards the cop cars, burned a dumpster, broke a window. You know, they.
What is the point
of
that?
Mass people. I don't know.
Boston
Red Sox fans, particularly, I found are very, they do that. When the team wins or loses.
No, it can't just be the Red Sox.
No, it's
fan.
Not.
Because I've seen it for soccer. I've seen it for, you know, other sporting events. The fans are just really, really drunk. And then whether their team wins or loses, they want to go and burn stuff and destroy things. What is the point of this?
Yeah,
shouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, I've never understood the correlation between, yay, we won a sports game, and let's go for the car.
Let's destroy something in our section of town.
Yeah, let's destroy our own city. So I always thought it was just an excuse for people to act like jerks.
I suspect that's exactly.
Well, there's certainly a mob mentality factor where if you're with a group of people and one person starts acting out, it can encourage others to, because they're, you know, this anonymous mob. But what is the mentality that encourages that in the first place? I mean, how does that come to happen? What are the thoughts going through their mind when they decide to, you know, flip a car over or, you know, throw a Molotov cocktail in the middle of the street? Really? Can you explain that to me? 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Roger's on the line. Your calls as well. Somebody's on the amp line, and we'll talk to you about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Enders for Midas, October 30th, 2007. Gold, 783.90-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $807.74, $398.15 for half, $199.08 for quarter. That's $807.74, $398.15, and $199.08. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a quarter of a million posts, actually more than that at this point, on our bulletin board system. You can surf around and get interactive with our listeners and some of the Free Talk Live crew over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. KSCO.org as we go to the phones and to the fun. You bring up anything. It's Roger in California listening on KSCO. Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good. I just wanted to call Mark. Hey, that was a great interview I got on the website today. You had it in some paper back there?
Yeah, it made a couple of papers from what I understand. You know, I got to say, it's mortifying. I'm so embarrassed and uncomfortable with it. I think it was a great article. And
it was a front page feature article on in the Sunday Keene Sentinel. That's the place that we live in. It's available on the front page of our website right now, freetalklive.com.
And what mortified you about it? For me, it was really interesting because there was a lot of parallels that, I mean, you know, being a listener to the radio show, we don't get to hear a lot about you, and it was just really interesting to hear some of your past and how you were able to come up and out of situations like that.
I spent
some time in prison myself.
For the people that don't know, I spent 9 years in prison for murder, and I can't really talk too much about it on the air because of the Son of Sam laws, as far as the specifics of the case, but I can talk about everything else. You know, I guess what bothers me is just being so far out on Front Street like that. I feel very exposed, and I feel like when I walk around and go places that people might be thinking things about me. I don't know. That's really what I feel. I'll get used to it. But
you've had sort of an interesting career arc. I mean, at least on the radio, as far as what you have had revealed about yourself is concerned. In the very beginning, you were known as Manwich on
right,
the show.
You very hidden.
You were somebody else entirely. Nobody knew who your real name was for many, many years on this show, up until, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
And then we changed your name to Mark because, of financial considerations by the network's part. They wanted you to change to your real name, so we did that. And then eventually somebody came out and outed your past publicly on our bulletin board system about a year ago, I would say. And since then, it's been public knowledge, but it's never really been picked up, and nobody's ever really published anything about it.
Right, it's just sort of an in-show thing.
Right, outside of our Wikipedia entry or something like that. And so now it's a front-page article, and it really is the biggest it's ever been. And so that's sort of what you're recoiling from. Not that it was a bad article. It was a great article. It's just that you don't like the attention.
And
that
likely,
you might
at this point, now I'm pigeonholed to some extent. Likely, whenever...
I'm a criminal.
Whenever I get something written about me from here on out, they're going to, the reporter's going to go out and do some research, and they're going to say...
That comes out first.
Right. Talk show host and convicted murderer, Mark Edgington, da-da-da-da, says such and such so-and-so. I mean, those are the facts about me at this point. Forget the fact that I've worked my butt off. I've earned lots of money. I own three cars. I got a couple of houses. You know, forget that I take good care of my wife. I've got a baby on the way. All these things that I've done very, very well. Some fact about that occurred in my life 20 years ago.
Right, when you were 17.
Defines me.
Well, you got to look at too the people that respect you for your beliefs and what you are now. That doesn't really matter to you anyways.
Yeah.
And in my situation, it actually kind of notched up a little bit of respect for you I've come from a similar background too. I spent 10 years in the prison system out here in California.
That's a good stretch.
What were you in for?
Well, it was drugs at the beginning, and then it was other things towards the end.
So you stayed in for...
I'm not really proud of some theft and stuff like that I'm not really proud of. But
Understood. I mean, I'm certainly not proud of my past either. I wouldn't embrace it. But now, were you in prison and you got charged with more crimes? You said at the end.
I did 4 different prison terms.
Gotcha. You're trying to do life on the installment plan.
Exactly.
Well, good for you for turning around.
I got out 4 years ago, and I've been out ever since, and I discharged my parole number in July.
Excellent. You know how hard... I mean, that's an even bigger task than what I did. It's one... The statistics for a guy who goes in, who gets essentially convicted for one thing, one time, and turning his life around, pretty good, somewhere in the 40, 50, 60% range. For a guy who's got multiple convictions, multiple different times he goes to prison, he's almost always going to go in and out of prison for the rest of his life. So good for you for turning it around. That's tough stuff.
And much like you, I met somebody that just changed my life. That just pretty much, and it was like one conversation actually for me, and I don't think the guy really knew what he did.
Really? Well, tell me about the conversation.
It was really good. It was just a conversation sitting on we were sitting in prison on our bunks, talking across the aisle, and it just changed my life.
So it was a fellow prisoner?
Yeah, tell me what it was like.
Well, he was an older guy. He was like 65, 70 years old almost.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 40. I was like probably 36 then, 35.
Right.
And I kind of, I really respected this guy. I mean, he was a convict.
Right.
You know the type. He was
sure,
a convict.
Sure.
But I kind of respected him for his beliefs. And, you know, he just told me, you're me if you don't stop this right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was on a violation at the time. They were trying to send me back. And that was the first time I had ever beat a parole violation in my life, and I haven't been back in since.
Well, congratulations, Roger, and thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. I hope that most people will see that story and see it as a positive one.
I think most people do. You know, it's going to be largely my detractors are going to use that in the best manner that they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not going to be. I've essentially disarmed them as best I can. Some people out there are still going to say, "Well, he's a convicted murderer."
Mm-hmm.
And what? Like, there's nothing
right
to say after that.
Well, those people believe that because you were in jail or because you're a criminal at one time, then you are a criminal for all of the rest of your life and you should be treated as such. And those people,
right,
something's wrong with those people.
Even if they're right or wrong, they're impractical. The fact is, I served my time. I am now out of prison. Do you think the only thing that I should be allowed to do is dig holes on the side of the road? That's the only thing I'm good for? Well, I'm sorry. I'm free now. You've got a completely impractical opinion. And it doesn't, you know.
Right. Maybe they should be angry at the system. I mean, because you did what the system wanted you to do, right? Whether it's the right system or not,
right,
you know, we think the system
could use some changes. I absolutely think there's something wrong with it. And,
right,
you know, I don't like convicts generally. You know, I think that people can turn around, and the last caller was a good example. But, you know, I spent a lot of time around convicts, and I don't think they're that great of folks, generally.
Right. But it seems like people that would be upset at you for being, you know, for having this past are really just upset at the system for, A, letting you out in the first place so you can go and make a better life for yourself, or, B, they're just jealous because you've made a better life for yourself and it upsets them.
Well,
you know?
Or they dislike my political opinions, or they dislike my arrogance, or they dislike something about me, and that this, you know,
this is just the icing on the cake.
Well, this conviction thing's a great thing to use. It's a good lever. It sounds good, but it's hollow. It has no it has no force to it. I've turned my life around. So what?
Yeah, you should be congratulated for that. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, to your detractors, I mean, were they the same people 20 years ago?
No. Who?
I know I wasn't the same person 5 years ago. You can bring up anything. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on the Lauren Canario situation.
Lauren Canario, who is a friend of ours that was arrested for not showing her papers to the police on the side of the road, she's now been held for over 4 weeks without an arraignment. What's the latest?
Well, 4 or 5 things as of yesterday. First of all, there's now been 4 mainstream media articles, including an editorial in the Nashua Telegraph. The coverage in the press has been mixed. Mostly relatively fair, but also some unfair stuff. Popular reaction is largely negative, as best I can tell.
Right. The slaves on the plantation, they don't like it when one of the other slaves starts acting like that he or she is free. They get very upset about that.
Correct. For me, there's always this issue of proportion. You know, is it really justified to hold her that long? And the other concern is that I don't believe she's been allowed to shower these 4 weeks.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah, we don't have any. I don't know. Has anybody heard from Lauren? Because she sent some letters out about 2 weeks in, and I don't know if anybody's heard anything else since then.
Right. So it's possible that something's happened since then. I called the jail superintendent and asked him to do an interview with me for the Ridley report, and he never called me back.
You should imagine that.
I called him a few other times and left messages and numbers. And I've also called the judge in the police chief asked them to do interviews, and they failed to respond.
Funny how that is.
Right, yeah, that's typical. But again, that's very, I mean, that's, in a way, it's interesting to know that they failed to respond. I mean, that's failing to respond on their part, you know, does as much harm to them as responding would do. If they feel like responding is dangerous, then they're endangering their reputation just as much by not responding.
I think so. I think, though, you have to definitely make sure that people become aware of the fact that they aren't responding, and that's something you're doing over at your Ridley Report. You did report on that, I think, over the past week. And again, that's RidleyReport.com. Great sort of window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire. I highly recommend people take a look at that.
Yeah.
So what else?
The other thing with Lauren, let's see, her husband filed a writ of habeas corpus, I believe, yesterday. I don't know what's happened with that yet.
What is that? What does that mean? I read it, so can you give us a summary? What's that essentially mean?
I am not an expert on habeas corpus by any definition.
Essentially, you have to bring the body of evidence. I mean, you know, show me what the case is against this person.
Something like that.
Right.
But they're saying since she declined to walk off the bus when they drove the bus up to her court arraignment, that, well, she's waived her right to arraignment. And we're not going to have an arraignment, and we're just going to hold her indefinitely. So this is this sort of essential life sentence for driving without a license or driving.
Yeah, that's
license.
Effectively what it is. I mean, we all think that eventually they're going to turn her loose, but we just don't know when. I mean, she's been held when she was down in New London. She was also held for just months, and they just ended up just cutting her loose one day. And so maybe that'll happen here, hopefully sooner rather than later. But until they do that, she could be there forever.
I don't know about that at filing. I hate to, Monday morning quarterback this or whatever, and because, you know, you never know what the right thing is to do. But the last thing that I would do is halfway play their game, you know, and the filing of the habeas corpus might in some ways be halfway playing their game. You know, well, they know what to do with a habeas corpus writ. We bury it in paper and ignore it as long as we can, and then we may have some kind of big fabricated response that's either good or bad.
They don't have to ignore it. They have charges. They can say, here's the charges, here's the evidence. They have a case. They don't have to bury it.
They absolutely do. But, I mean, you know, they have a plan for habeas corpus. They don't really have a plan for somebody like Lauren Canario,
who's refusing to participate,
walk into court, who won't speak to them, who stares at them when they, who's been in jail for a month now, who stares at them like they're insane whenever they come and ask her if she wants an arraignment. They do not know what to do with her. And at some point, I would think that they would try to get this, this woman who just doesn't react in a way that they expect away from them.
Right. Now, Dave, do you know, has anybody actually contacted them specifically about why they haven't done the arraignment?
That's a question I will add to my list of questions to ask.
Because I know,
if I get a return call, I'll probably be, bothering them some more to try and get them to talk to me. But what were you saying, Nick?
Well, because I when I heard about the fact that they hadn't arraigned her, I considered calling the courthouse, but I'm not sure whether Lauren will want me to call them, because I'm pretty sure whether she walks off the bus or not, in New Hampshire, she's constitutionally guaranteed an arraignment within 24 hours. But so I was kind of had a dilemma. Should I call them and say, you need to give her the arraignment? Because I'm pretty sure they do, or do I not do that because
I don't think Lauren...
Activity is good. I mean, with very few exceptions, all activity is good.
Right. Lauren doesn't want you to go and bail her out, but she would never sign the bail paperwork anyway, even if you went and tried to do that. So really, there's only so much that you can do that's going to affect her. I don't think that that would be negative at all.
And Lauren will... She won't take action herself, but she seems to take it when other people do it. So I don't think that that's a problem. She wants to create, to stir the pot, and, that's what she's getting. As long as she doesn't have to compromise herself, morally, I don't think it really would bother her.
Right. She can't control you, so I don't think she'd be upset. If you were acting in what you thought was her best interest or doing what you thought was right, I can't see why she would be upset at you for it.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll get a call from me.
Dave, any other updates? Anything else you needed to communicate?
Nothing else I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, as always, keep up the good work. Will you be out on the 5th to cover the V-mask protest at Lauren's jail?
Planning to.
Excellent.
I'm not sure if I'll cover it. I'll probably just participate.
Oh, man, that's going to make a great Ridley report. Please cover that, because I can't make it out. I'll be so sad if I can't see any video footage from that.
Well, right now I just cover things that happen in the daytime. I have extremely cheap gear and it doesn't do very well at night.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's right.
A better camera, I won't shoot nighttime stuff.
Good point. And I guess it'll be getting dark because it's like a 5 o'clock protest. It'll probably start to get dark at that point. Anyway, consider it because I think it'll be a great visual image. In case people don't know, what's happening is on the 5th of November, which, of course, Guy Fawkes Day, V for Vendetta and everything, the activists in the Manchester area are going to be getting together at Lauren's jail dressed up as V or dressed in the Guy Fawkes masks in order to, you know, protest for Lauren's release. So I think it'll be a great visual. And if you can, it would be awesome. Dave, thanks for the call as always. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I can't go because it's across the state and we got to do a show.
You know, I always find it funny that in England they burn Guy Fawkes in effigy. He's
really?
Actually a villain in England. Oh, yeah. Well, he tried to blow up Parliament and kill the king. Queen.
And that's bad? Because
so every guy Fawkes
yeah, he was a militant Catholic is why he was doing it. It wasn't really for freedom. So the Anglicans and the Protestants there don't like him because he tried to kill the king.
Let's talk to Dan in Michigan. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk more about Lauren's situation. I think what I personally think what they're doing is right, and I agree with what Mike was saying yesterday, that they have offered her arraignment, and she chooses not to take it. They can't make
no,
her.
No, that's not what she's done. She didn't choose anything. She didn't choose to be there in the first place, and they put her in a jail cell, and they carried her on to the truck. They just wouldn't take her off of it. So it's not that she's choosing anything. She's just choosing not to talk to them. That's all.
Well, no, but they've also, they say, you guys said yesterday, they've offered her many times while she's been in jail. They've offered her arraignment many times.
Right. They want her to get up and voluntarily walk into that courtroom. They want her to consent to their process. And for some reason, they can't just take her in there on their own like they did down in Connecticut. Why is that?
I don't know why that is, but...
Why can't they haul her into the court and have their little arraignment, which, of course, she won't speak at. They'll just have their little arraignment. She'll be in the court, and then she'll be arraigned, and she can move on. But they won't do it.
But she's also been given the opportunity to take it.
Oh, yes. Certainly she's been given the opportunity. I would say that, in my opinion, they should just give her the arraignment, haul her into the court, do the arraignment.
They're supposed to, by the Constitution.
The whole situation would just go away.
They don't have a problem hauling her everywhere else. It's just into the courtroom. For whatever reason, they won't do it because they need some level of consent. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live? You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. If you like the show, then amp up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month and we take it in and turn it around into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if it's valuable to you, if you think what we're doing here is valuable, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room, the amp-only forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the amp-only call-in line, let's go to Matt on that line in Illinois. Hey, Matt.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
A couple of quick observations. First off, according to Snopes, the myth of razor blades and pins and needles in candy is true.
It's true?
What?
It's true. This guy did 89 cases since 1959, something like that. But most of them were hoaxes. There was a couple that were real of a stranger doing it, and the others were usually all siblings playing jokes on their little brothers.
I think, yeah, I had heard that it happened a couple of times. It's rare. I mean,
if you give somebody the idea, sooner or later they're going to try it.
Yeah. But generally, it doesn't happen.
And the scariest thing is a new idea, like the Tylenol cyanide the killings in the mid '80s where they put cyanide in the Tylenol. You know, that catches you completely by surprise. An adult can pretty much figure out, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing can pretty much figure out whether there's a razor blade in the candy or an apple or something like that. You can inspect it. And
I think most of it was needles and pins.
Interesting.
More than razor blades. The other thing I have, I wanted to know, and I wanted to ask this of Mark.
Yes.
I know you said you don't like it when 17-year-old males come to your door. How about females?
You know, I got no problem with that.
Even if they aren't dressed up?
Yeah, it doesn't really bother. It wouldn't bother me. What?
Why is that? They're just as old.
Aren't you more interested in seeing?
Why can girls go out trick or treating, but boys can't?
Aren't you more interested in seeing young, attractive women than you are boys?
Yeah, but if I was a woman answering the door, I wouldn't be.
Really?
There's a point there, yeah.
No, I think women are just as disgusted by teenage boys as men are.
Yeah, women like women, too.
Not my wife, boy. She gets a kick out of young teenage boys that are out dressed up as vampires and wolf men and stuff like that.
I think Mark was talking about the ones that don't get dressed up.
Yeah, mostly that's my biggest problem is people that just don't make much of an effort at all. But, you know, young girls, I'm not going to hold to the same standard.
But you did emphasize 17-year-old males.
Oh, I'm telling you that I'm being sexist about it.
Yeah,
I'm being clear.
You really seem to hate male teenagers.
I don't like them. I like them more than I like homeless people, though.
I am a male teenager, too.
Just barely. And, you know, you don't fit my qualifications. And that's how bigotry is. People make some kind of blanket statement about a group.
And then they make exceptions for their
friends.
Then
they make exceptions for the people that they like, you know? that's how bigots are.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is, if he didn't know you, Nick, he probably wouldn't like you.
No, probably not.
I give them all the equal chance, equal shake, and it doesn't bother me at all.
That's fair.
Comes to my door. I don't care if a, like Ian said, if a 35 or 36-year-old man comes to my door trick-or-treating, it doesn't bother me.
I'll give him just as much crappy candy as anybody else.
That would bother me.
Actually, I didn't do the candy this year, and I didn't last year either. Matt, thanks for the call.
It's just because you're entirely uninvolved in it.
No, you didn't let me finish. I did the Doritos. I got the little bags of Doritos because I wanted to be different. I wanted to have something a little nicer than the candy because everybody gives out candy, so I figured I'd go with the, you know, little 1 ounce or 0.75 ounce bag of Doritos.
Yeah, but your whole system, you just don't care about the interaction with the other person. You don't care whether they dressed up. You don't even care to see them. You want to put your Doritos out there as your offering to the Halloween gods so that no one will egg your house, and you want to be left alone. And
I have a show to do. We can't have little kids banging on the door all night long.
I know, and if I asked you whether you would do that anyway, you won't give me a fair answer. But you like the fact that you don't have to deal with that.
I don't think there has been a Halloween where I have been home and been available to actually do that in my adult life.
I specifically have done that. I've gone home as a, you know, 20 and 30 year, late 20s, early 30 year old guy. I wanted to see kids come to my front door. I wanted to give them big, huge handfuls of candy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look at their costumes and talk to them about their costumes and talk to their parents and have a good time with the interaction. You could care less.
Yeah, I know
you don't. I don't know.
They like the Doritos.
The amazing thing to me is that you can get on a talk radio show every night of the week, and you just love to, you are good at talking to people like this. But then when it comes to real life, you don't have, you just don't try very hard.
What are you talking about,
interact,
Mark?
Interact with people.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm the one that goes out and does the Operation Politically Homeless booths. I'm the one that goes out
with
and
an
reaches
agenda
out to people walking by talking to me. So don't act like I can't talk to people.
I'm not saying
please
that. I'm not saying you can't talk to people.
Well, what are you saying?
It's an agenda for you. You are talking to those people so that you can convert them into libertarians.
No.
So that,
I can't convert anybody to anything. I can just give them a little bit of information, plan a few ideas, and they'll do their own conversion.
Sure. But you would like it if they converted to libertarians. That's why you're talking to them about, you know, libertarianism. But
right,
if you weren't talking to them about some agenda that you had, whether, you know, it was doing business with them or converting mm-hmm. them to libertarianism, you have nothing to say to them.
Well, I mean, you can always talk about the weather, I suppose.
But you don't go out and talk to people about the weather.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, right, I know. I can't even classify what you're saying, but you don't even understand what I'm talking about.
I understand.
You don't have the desire to talk to people like that. It's like you don't have
to make small talk.
Gregarious,
yeah, right,
gene.
I don't have. Well, I'm probably somewhere between you, Mark, and Ian.
It's not a good place to
be. Yeah. I could go out. I talk to people. Mm-hmm. You know. But I can't say, you know, talk about the weather. I can understand the what's the point attitude, but there, you know, you just engage people.
Well, if I'm in a situation where I need to engage people, I can.
Well,
right?
But
I have the ability.
Like you can't.
Absolutely. I'm just saying some people are more prone to seeking out a conversation for the conversation's sake, whereas some people aren't.
You know, and one of the things about Ian is that when we go to the conventions, when we went to the first year of the conventions, we would go around and talk radio conventions. We would talk to, we'd have to talk to program directors. We'd jump on them. Well, actually, Ian would jump on them and try to get them, you know, and talk to them. I'm more of, you know, as a salesman, I'm more of a mingler. To him, he had to put on his game face and go do it, but he went and did it. man, it would have been so hard for me emotionally to do what he did. He'd go out there and say, hi, Ian Bernard, you know, Free Talk Live, you know, that kind of thing. And he would introduce himself.
It was hard for me, I'll tell you that.
Well,
because I'm somewhat of an introvert. So
I know you are, but I think that what
you'd never be able to tell by listening to the show. But like, I feel like if I'm going out and if I'm even just hanging around activists, I don't do a lot of talking because I like to listen. I like to observe what other people are doing, and I feel like I do enough talking on my show 3 hours a night. I'm here yapping on into a microphone for hours. Anybody that listens know what I think about things. So why should I bother speaking very much outside of the show?
You know? I think you just don't like to talk to people about things you're not interested in. And since you're mostly interested in radio and, libertarianism, that's what you care to engage people about.
Exactly. Which is why my mother can't stand being around me.
Which can somewhat limit how
your
many
mother loves
people
being
you
around
to.
You. She can't stand the crap you talk about.
Well, okay, whatever. However you want to phrase it, she doesn't like it when I'm around because I want to talk about things that are important to me, believe it or not. Can you imagine that?
Well, you know, I know what you're saying. It's not easy.
You don't have conversations with people at the during Halloween. Those kids want to get the candy and move on to the next house.
I did. Oh yeah.
I just had little short chats. And those are the kind of things that,
like, aren't you cute?
Those really do build bonds, though. When you're talking about neighbors and that kind of thing. Plus, I'm not saying that I get anything substantial out of it. I like the interaction with people. I like to talk to them. My life's about interactions with people.
Yeah.
You know, yours, when you go out to these, even when you go to your activist stuff, you bring a camera so you can fiddle with it. And, you know, when you don't have, you have things to do, you are on assignment. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's a different view on life.
Yeah.
That you and I have entirely.
I'm trying to make a difference and you're making small talk.
There you go.
It takes different strokes.
Sure does. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll join you tomorrow night for the live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live, inevitably talking about all things Halloween. We usually can't fill more than an hour on Halloween, but we'll do our best. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, your Halloween stories, talk about the Christian hell houses. We love that topic. And whatever else is in the news in regards to Halloween. Like that stuff. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.